Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
Beautiful and inviting, the Benbow Hotel and Resort is known for its fine dining and gracious hospitality. Here you'll find a perfect place for a romantic getaway, special celebration, relaxing solitude, or successful corporate retreat. Play golf, get a massage, read a book, or just relax. Benbow Hotel and Resort is your California Redwood retreat, which is only a short drive, yet feels like it's a world away.
What does it mean to be a servant? All of us are free to choose to care and serve for our fellow human beings, each of us doing this in our own way, as individuals, as husbands and wives, as parents, at our schools, in our jobs, in our churches. Service to others is always possible, if we choose. 22 years ago, I chose to respond to a call to service by seeking ordination as a permanent deacon in the Roman Catholic Church. The ministry of deacon is one of service. But as anyone in ministry can tell you, there are times when you lose your focus. Fortunately, there always seems to be an event or a person that comes along to put us back on track. One such event happened last Sunday when my wife Judy and I joined a group of our friends to pray for Betty Chen as she prepares to leave for her motherland China, where she is being honored by the Chinese media at the You Bring Charm to the World Award ceremony in Beijing. 6 individuals worldwide are being honored. Betty is the only one from the United States, and she will be receiving the Star of Hope Award. Though she has gained much notoriety for her work in caring for and feeding the homeless in our community, she remains one of the most humble people I have ever met. This invitation has an element of irony, in that she has been invited to go back to the place where as a young child she was taken away from her Christian parents and thrown into the streets to starve because of their beliefs. Surviving this kind of experience has the potential to leave its victim with much bitterness and hatred, but in Betty, it instilled a heart filled with compassion and empathy for the homeless and hungry, and it gave her the courage to minister to their needs. Her story is well known, and it is not my intention to retell it, but what we experienced at that small gathering gave us a renewed sense of hope in the good that exists in our community. The people of our community are generous and recognize when they work together, all things are possible. Betty will be the first to admit that she would not have accomplished as much as she has without the help of all those who volunteered their time, talent, and of course, their treasure. How appropriate. Betty Chen, a devout Christian, will be spending Easter in China, where they have asked her to teach some of their young people about compassion and hope, while at the same time Christian communities everywhere celebrate their most holy day of the year, remembering the wondrous gift given to humanity by the suffering and death of Jesus Christ that ended gloriously with the resurrection. We, like Betty, are an Easter people. We are called to serve. I'm Deacon Tony Villegas for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.